Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. John Bosco, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Jealousy or Love?
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. I suppose many of us today are not so surprised by the rejection that Jesus received from those in his hometown. These people of Nazareth find Jesus too much for them. So he had to move on and preach elsewhere. And he could only work a few cures. Those who lived with him thought they knew him. But now even they rejected him. Perhaps they could not accept God's mystery present in Jesus. Perhaps. We recognize that in our own lives, even those we think we know well, we only have a glimpse of who they are. And yes, a put-down tells more about the speaker than about the victim. Save us, O God, from our limitations. Here in Nazareth, jealousy, pride, and stubbornness surround Jesus by his own family and neighbors. Yet the bond of love he has embraced with God and the power of the Spirit within sustain him and give him the strength to move towards Jerusalem for his message and his mission possessed him. I need not mention the parallels so evident in our own families, hometowns, governments, and on the world stage. Carol Stumuller suggests, and I quote, "The pain of jealousy is manifested many times over by the frequency with which people repeat Jesus' words, 'No prophet is without honor, except in his or her native place, among his or her kindred, and in his or her own house.' Jealousy hurts most the person who surrenders to it. The wisdom of Jesus came from heaven and earth. He set a precedent. We must pray for such wisdom. He had a calm way of seeing and sorting out the meaning of the things and the events which he encountered. Our brother and friend Timothy Radcliffe offered all participating and following the synod deep wisdom and hope in the retreat he gave. I quote from his second meditation entitled, At Home in God and God at Home in Us. We need to renew the church as our common home if we are to speak to a world which is suffering from a crisis of homelessness. None of us can be entirely at home unless they are. To love is to come home to someone, free of any expectations, experiencing no rejection. All of our homes can be Nazareth, where God and love dwells. I believe we need to learn a new language that all can understand. It already has been given to all of us by a God who loves us so deeply. God's language is the language of love. Can we begin to practice speaking it?